walking under trees that are springing into life, trees that are colouring more each day. I went. It was not easy to decide what kind of a poem I was going to gain from the experience of walking along the river. Would it be something about the water in the river? Would it be something about the flowers? Could it even be something about the leaves, brown on the ground? It had to be a short poem. And I looked and looked at the greening of the beech trees. And then I saw a bit of mistletoe and I got fascinated by this. I decided, do mistletoe grow from small little round balls? And I thought they must. They really must. And the place I was walking, if you like, was full of mistletoe. It was as if every branch of the beech trees had a tiny piece of mistletoe. I see a dog, tail upraised. Hello, hi.
Hello,
I'm such a proud little dog. He's got a fabulous tail. Here comes my dog. Yeah, writing a haiku, three lines. Okay, it was going to be about a beech tree. And the colour of the beech tree. It wasn't just enough to call it green. All leaves are green in the spring. What's the colour of a beech tree in Ireland? So I went looking for the detailed colour. It was light green, but that didn't seem the right phrase to use in a haiku. So I got rid of that one. I suppose I should go back to the beginning. The first phrase I wrote down was climbing into leaf. Then I wasn't happy. I thought climbing was right because the trees are climbing. But imperceptibly climbing. So sprouting into leaf seemed better. Yeah, I do think sprouting into leaf is more what it does. And then it was mistletoe returns to life. Then I started to go down through. What's happening here? And I thought a beech tree is painting. Another line then. A beech tree paints itself green. It took all that to reach a beech tree emerald light. Because I was wondering about what on earth will be the middle line of the poem. Sprouting into leaf, beech tree glows emerald light. And then a line I'm pleased with, mistletoe wakes up. So that's it. Eventually I got there. I was using the notes app on my phone and I'll put the photograph in. Not quite as dramatic as writing it in a notebook, but then it is more contemporaneous since I don't carry a notebook. So there we are, volume 5 of A Poet's Life. That's the name of this series of podcast episodes, which I'm making specially for the collective activity started by Jennifer Navaretta. That activity is called hashtag NapodPomo. M for Mother, P for Paul, C see for Charlie.